Welcome back, beautiful souls. Take a deep breath in. Let it out slowly, feeling the weight of the day melt away just a little bit with every exhale. You know that sense of lightness when you truly feel at peace? That's what we're cultivating today. A space where your energy is protected, valued, and flows freely. Because we're diving deep into the power of setting healthy boundaries with others. Now, I know the word boundaries can sometimes feel heavy, like a wall between us and connection. But think of it this way. Imagine your energy as a precious garden. It needs sunlight, water, and nourishment to thrive. Healthy boundaries are like the carefully placed fences that guide who enters, what they contribute, and how they interact with your beautiful blooms. Without those fences, things can get overgrown, trampled, and your garden's delicate balance disrupted. The truth is, we've all been at a moment where someone drains our energy, crosses a line, or disrespects our needs. Maybe it's that friend who always calls when you need quiet time, the colleague who takes on too much of your workload, or even a family member who consistently pushes your buttons. These situations can leave us feeling depleted, resentful, and disconnected from ourselves. But what if I told you there was a way to reclaim your energy, cultivate deeper connections, and live with more intention and peace? It starts with recognizing the power you have to say yes to what nourishes you and no to what drains you. It means communicating your needs clearly and confidently, even when it feels uncomfortable. Ready to build those fences? Let's start with some simple yet powerful practices. 1. Listen to your inner compass. Before saying yes to anything, take a moment to pause and check in with yourself. How does this request make you feel? Does it align with your values, priorities, and current energy levels? If you feel even a flicker of hesitation or resistance, trust your intuition. It's often guiding you towards what's best for you. 2. Set clear expectations. Once you've decided on your yes, communicate your boundaries clearly and directly. For example, instead of saying, sure, I can help, try something like, I'd be happy to help with that, but I can only commit to an hour this afternoon. This sets a clear expectation and prevents misunderstandings later on. 3. Embrace the power of no. Learning to say no is one of the most empowering things you can do for yourself. It's not selfish, it's self-respect. Remember, you don't have to justify your boundaries or apologize for protecting your energy. A simple thank you for asking, but I won't be able to do that right now is often enough. 4. Practice assertive communication. When setting boundaries, use I statements to express your needs and feelings. For example, instead of saying you always interrupt me, try I feel unhurt when I'm interrupted. Could we please allow each other to finish our thoughts? This approach focuses on your experience and encourages respectful dialogue. Take a few deep breaths now. Imagine the feeling of these boundaries being gently woven around you like a protective shield. Feel that sense of calm, knowing that you're in control of your energy and interactions. Close your eyes for a moment. Visualize yourself walking through a serene garden. The air is fresh, filled with the scent of blooming flowers. As you walk, notice each plant, its unique beauty, and the way it thrives within its own space. You feel a sense of peace knowing that every flower has its place and contributes to the overall harmony of the garden. Remember this feeling as you move through your day. You are not obligated to please everyone or take on the weight of the world. It's okay to prioritize your well-being, set limits, and create space for what truly nourishes you. Now, go out there and radiate that confident, vibrant energy. Let those boundaries be a testament to your self-love and respect. Remember, you are worthy of love, protection, and happiness. And one final thought. As you move through your day, carry with you the mantra, I honor my needs. Repeat it throughout the day whenever you feel tempted to overextend yourself or compromise your well-being. Let these words be a reminder that setting healthy boundaries is not selfish, it's an act of self-care and empowerment. You got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.